And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, monumental, most fascinating, massively mind-bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, as we get ready to conclude the book of Job, only two more. We fully understand that what God requires from Job's three poor comforters. Job would be the one who intercedes for them. They represented God, but they represented him incorrectly, which should be a lesson to each and every one of us. But we step in and say, this is why God has allowed this. When we do that, we better make sure we know that that's why God has allowed it. So the Lord tells the three miserable comforters to ask Job to pray for them, and he will accept his prayer on their behalf. Big lesson here is to understand that God will accept prayers on the behalf of others. Did you hear what I just said? A big lesson here is that God will accept prayers on the behalf of others, because he's accepting Job's prayer on the behalf of his friends. That's kind of a, what is that? Is that a big, yep, that's a big deal. It doesn't take a lot of brilliance to understand that Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar did exactly as God told them. If the Lord speaks to you, it's not time for negotiation. It's time for obedience. In fact, if God gives you a sign and you don't respond to it, it's a sign of disobedience. We all pray to God asking him to show us this and that, but when he does and we don't respond, we're dishonoring him. Wow. And finally, all his brothers and sisters and former friends came and feasted with Job in his house. They didn't simply reject him because of his situation. They accepted him. They consoled him. They comforted him. And even though his trial was divinely ordered, they still knew that he needed encouragement as one of their own. How can we do anything less for the Christian people that are around us?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Wow. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Do me a favor and remember this. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. Now, how do I know that? Because nine of my different forms that I'm supposed to have in front of me are all mixed up, so I don't even know where my next form is. Ha! That's how. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show. So right now, it's 203 in Dallas. It's 1203 in San Diego. And I'm sure somewhere else in the world, it's probably, I don't know, 103. And then probably 303 somewhere else. Hey, you can email us during the show. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. That's number one. Number two, you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or, you know what you can do? You can call us. That's right. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like knowing your spiritual radio family has your back.
Aww.
Aww. That's so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday fun day to you, my friend. We got a few things. We're going to be doing Jake's Take. We're going to be giving away some tickets, a few other things that we're going to be doing. And the reason that we're going to do that is because, one, we can, and two, we want to. Okay, but here's the big thing. Maybe you've got a prayer request. So, Al, remember we prayed for Al and for Lori, plus we prayed for his mother-in-law. And so she's having some struggles. They're having struggles getting into the surgery. So he just texted me recently and said, look, she's having a little bit of problem. Her heart rate is going up. They haven't decided to pull the surgery yet. So we need to pray for Al's mother-in-law. We're going to pray for her in just a minute. But there's other people that are in our lives that need some help, that are hurting, and they need some help. And we need the people. We are the people that can petition on their behalf. So you have to think of yourself and recognize yourself as a vessel or a vehicle that God has placed in different people's lives for different purposes and events. And one of those might be just simply praying for a person, mentioning them. And you might think that seems like it's such a small thing, but here's the truth. It's not small to God. And if it's not small to him, then it can't be small to us. Do you understand? We need to love what God loves, right? So let's pray for Al's mother-in-law, okay? Let's do it together. Let's combine our faith. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and we praise you and we worship you. We don't understand everything that goes on all around us, Lord, but you do. You have perfect knowledge. And so we are asking that you would bring peace and grace to Al and to Lori's heart. That you would help them and just give them a sense of confidence that this is not beyond you. And that even though they don't have all the answers they're looking for, Lord, you are at work. And we pray for his mother-in-law that in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would bring healing. You would bring that blood pressure down, you bring that heartbeat down, you bring everything back to normal. And Lord, let her be able to have whatever procedure she needs in order to get better. Unless you want to just heal her, Lord, then just heal her on the spot. But we lift them up before you and we pray for peace, not just in his mother-in-law's body, but peace in the household, that grace can prevail in that moment. You tell us that we come to the throne of grace with confidence to receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Well, this is a time of need. Pour out your grace for this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, so starting it off with prayer, I do want to let you guys know something. So we're going to kind of open this up. We're going to do Jake's Take in a little bit, but I do want to let you know when we do that, we're going to be talking about tickets that we're giving away for SMU, and that'll be against Navy. So get ready for that. But before that, we're going to do our trivia question, seeing if people feel pretty good, pretty confident. Here we go. Who preached on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, was it Titus, Philip, or Peter? Who preached on the day of Pentecost? Was it Titus, Philip, or Peter? If you think you know the answer and you want to call in, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who preached on the day of Pentecost? Was it Titus, Philip, or Peter? That's the question that we have in front of us. That's the answer that we are looking to get, just so that you can know what we're doing. And that is what we are hopeful for. All right, so we got somebody who's calling in. Again, who preached on the day of Pentecost? So this is a kind of an important day, the outpouring of the Spirit on the church, which really, wow, got things rolling, right? I mean, that's just the truth of the matter, is it really got things rolling when the Holy Spirit fell upon. And don't forget, and I like this, Pastor Kurt said this about a year ago, but I haven't forgotten. He said after the Holy Spirit fell, they didn't use casting lots anymore. It's like, yes, that's right, because the Holy Spirit would lead and guide, so that's very helpful. In the meantime, we just want to make sure people understand what's going on. We're going to be doing our DNA, and then we're going to do a few other things as well. I want you to be aware that we are starting 3 new books. What? 3 new books in the next 4 weeks. We're going to be starting 3 new books. In the meantime, somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hello, David. This is Fred. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Fred, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I can't complain.
That's right. And if you did, it wouldn't help, right?
Yeah, it would help.
All right, my brother, here we go. Getting ready for you. Here it is. Ready? Who preached on the day of Pentecost? Was it Titus, Philip, or Peter?
You know, David, I am amazed at the love of God and his power to forgive. I know the scripture says what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. But even after Peter's denial, God blessed him to bring the first Pentecostal message, and 3,000 souls were added to the church. The answer is Peter.
That is correct, Amanda! Excellent job, an excellent statement. It is absolutely amazing. He is the first Pentecostal preacher. We should just acknowledge that right off the bat. And he completely denied the Lord. He rebuked the, after his great statement, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," he then rebuked the Lord, which is not a brilliant move.
That too.
And then he denied the Lord, and the grace and the mercy and the kindness and the compassion of God said, "Come on, we got work to do. Let's get to preaching."
We got work to do. That's awesome.
That's right. Oh, what a great, great answer. Excellent, excellent job. A++ for that one. Really good.
Thank you, David. God bless you. Have a wonderful show.
Okay. Thank you, bro.
Let me say, not show, but ministry that God ministers through you.
Thank
to his people.
Thank you, brother. That's kind of you. I appreciate you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, excellent job there. We still got stuff to do, folks. So just hang on. We got our DNA, we got Jake's take, and we got the tickets to give away. So let's do this. Let's do Jake's take. Let's do Jake's take because that was a big day. All right, Jake, the floor. Well, it's not actually a floor because it's air and it's radio. So the air radio area, arena, microphone is yours. What happened yesterday?
So the Cowboys bounced back huge after the loss to the Eagles. They went and got up 28-0 to the New York Giants and then ended up winning it 49-17. So I guess you can call it a game. Wasn't much of a game. It was over by halftime.
Wasn't much of a game. I just want to be honest. At some point, like in the third quarter, did you feel sorry for the Giants? Was it just like, oh, this is bad, right? Did you feel that? Because I was like, wow, I would not want to be a New York Giants fan right then and there.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those where you're watching it and you're thinking, did the Giants practice this week?
That's brutal. And then I heard another team somehow went out to California and did something unexpected, or maybe not unexpected. What happened over there?
Well, David, your Lions just keep on winning. 7-2.
7-2.
I've been watching football for a little bit now, and this is the best Lions team I've ever seen, which is, it's crazy. Usually the Lions aren't very good, but they're really good this year.
It's amazing. The 7-2. Now, I will tell everybody up ahead of time that December 30th, Dallas and Detroit are playing.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
And that's going to be a big game. I think that will be a big game. And I'm not going to root against Dallas. I'm going to root for Detroit. How's that? Is that a nice way to say it? That's if Detroit's still in the contention arena. And if Dallas is still in the – I mean, anything can happen, right?
I think at this point, I mean, they've played 9 games, the Lions. I don't think it's a fluke. I think they're actually a really good team this year.
Wow, isn't that scary?
So this is their best start. I mean, we've mentioned it before on a past show. This is their best start since 1953.
What? That's right, 1953. Yeah. So what is that? So that's 70 – That's 70 years.
Right.
The best start they've had in 70
years. Wow. I mean, technically, by record, this is the best Lions team you've ever seen, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what they do from here.
Right.
See, if you're a Lions fan and you went 0-16 like I did, you just say, well, let's see what they do on their next game. Even though
you're just still waiting.
I'm just waiting. I don't care what anybody says. I'm just, you know, I'm hopeful, but you know, careful.
You're still waiting for the joke, and you know, this is all a joke.
I'm still waiting for them to go.
They were
sign stealing. All right, we'll talk about that another time. All right, so I do want people to know regarding football. Yes, we do this every once in a while. We do have a big game coming up for SMU Mustangs, and you better listen to this. Navy, big-time football, big-time Navy, is playing the SMU Mustangs on November 25th. November 25th. Is that what you got?
Yes, and it's at 11 a.m.
It's at 11 a.m., and we have 4 tickets and a parking pass for somebody who wants to go to that game. If we don't give these tickets away, I'm going to cry. That's all I'm giving you.
It should be a really good game. SMU's a good team this year.
Yeah, and SMU's a good team. Navy, it'll be a classic battle. If you want those tickets, you've got to call us or you got to text us or you got to email us. It's a parking pass plus 4 tickets for November 25th, 11 a.m., Navy against SMU Mustangs. Can't beat that. That's pretty strong. All right, what we're going to do is we're not going to do our DNA. We're going to break, come back, because I got so much stuff to cover. So let's take our break. Then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually having a wonderful day. And, you know, every once in a while you get some extra time in with the Lord and you just think, man, I can't wait to hear that trumpet. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
What's going on? You want to know the answer to that,
I do. And so this is a good one. How many times did the boy who Elisha raised from the dead, how many times did he sneeze?
7.
That is correct, sir. You are right. A little unknown fact from a lot of people that they might not be aware of is that actually so after Elisha stretched himself out, the child sneezed 7 times, and then the child opened his eyes, which means that he sneezed those 7 times without his eyes open, which is like, wow, that's bizarre. It's like, how do you do that?
I just thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like, how would you do, my eyes go in the back of my head when I sneeze. I just don't know how that happens.
Didn't he lie prostrate across him?
Yes, correct. That is exactly what he did.
I thought, okay, if he was sneezing, was he sneezing in Elijah's face?
That's an excellent question. I do not have that answer, but
you have to sit there and wonder. To find that one out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the prophets went through a lot, although it could be a tough one. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent answer. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
All right.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right.
We roll. That's a great question. Did he sneeze in his face?
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Oh, boy. We're going to start off doing our DNA. Then, after we do DNA, we're going to do our trivia question. Then we're going to get into the book of Job. We're in chapter 42, so there's only a little bit left to go. But we're first going to do our DNA because we didn't get to do that last segment just because of time. And that's fine. That's all right. Everybody, it's the way it is. DNA, building blocks for how we should exist. Our DNA strand or our formula. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Now, how do I say this in a way that you can absolutely understand? Every day. Now, does that mean every day you have to spend 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50? Sure. If you can. But what if I can only spend a few minutes? Great. Just talk to God uninterrupted every day. Just read His Word. Let Him talk to you uninterrupted every day. It's not the time. It's the effort to spend the time with God, right? And when you have a great relationship with the Lord and it gets better and better, you find out you don't even want to do the day without Him. It just becomes something altogether different. That's the D of DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. Never, ever be ashamed of Jesus or His words. No matter what they say to you, no matter what they threaten you with, or no matter how much they ridicule you, like they did to Jesus. And He said, they did it to me, they're going to do it to you. Never be ashamed of what He had to say. And A, always be ready.
To serve.
Which just makes it straightforward. Guess what? It's not all about me, and it's not all about you. It's all about Him. And because it's all about Him, it's all about the people He wants us to touch. Now, it's not that you don't take care of yourself. That's absurd. But it is that other people matter. That is your heart. By this shall you know you've passed from death to life because of your love for the brethren. And if you don't have it where you need it, ask God to help you increase in it. You think He's going to say no to that prayer? Of course not. That's your DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. And A, always be ready to serve. Okay. Now we got our triv question, because we do triv. By the way, was that phone call for pizza, or is it somebody picking up tickets, or what are they doing?
It was actually tickets.
Oh, somebody already got the tickets?
Yes.
Well, that's that. Okay.
Didn't take long.
We figured it would be, because it's Navy. We figured it would probably be fast. Okay. Here's your trivia question. What was Timothy's mother called? And don't say Mrs. Timothy or Mom. Okay. Was it Anna, Mary, or Eunice? Anna, Mary, or Eunice? What was Timothy's mother called? The mother. See, the mom. Okay? All right. As you can tell, we're all messed up on time.
I love it when that happens because it's like, I don't know. Who knows? Oh, that's the best part. All right, somebody is calling in for the answer, and let's send them on through.
Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Will Rogers.
Hello, Will Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, and I hope you're even better.
I'm doing wonderful. You know what? I'm doing a lot better now that the show started. Let me just say that. Once the show starts, it's like I'm doing better now.
That's because you're laser focused on doing it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's just a blessing, you know. It's for me, it's just been, I don't know, it's just a blessing. Anyhow, you ready for the trivia question, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. What was Timothy's mother called besides Mom or Mrs. Timothy? Was it Anna, Mary, or Eunice?
Well, if you hadn't given this multiple choice, I wouldn't have got it because it's rattling around in my head, but I can't pull it out. It's Eunice.
That is correct, Amundo! That is absolutely correct. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, the mother is Eunice, the grandmother is Lois. I got that mixed up about 2 years ago. I switched those by accident. But that is a great job, sir. And how are you feeling? How are things in life? How is the general frame of life?
Everything's just fine. Here we are in the Thanksgiving month, giving thanks.
There you go. And we should be thankful. And maybe by the grace of God, while we're giving thanks, you will hear, and that'll be it. And then that'll
Looking
really.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll really be something to be thankful for, right? That'll be outstanding. So, excellent.
Sir.
Excellent job. Excellent phone call. Greatly appreciated, brother.
And a blessed day to you, sir, as I continue praying with your prayer warriors.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Great job. Great. Of course. Great. Will's great. So it's not, yeah, nothing. He's a great guy. All right. Now, picking up Job chapter 42, and we're at what verse is that? That technically, I think that's verse 6. Now, take 7 young bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job. So this is God who's talking to Eliphaz the Temanite, and he's angry with him and his friends. He says, you've not been right in what you said about me, as my servant Job was. So he goes, now take 7 young bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job. Offer a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer on your behalf. Uh-oh. What? Wait, what, God? What are you saying? This is what I'm saying, Eliphaz. You and your 2 buddies, you spoke about me. You spoke wrong. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take 7 young bulls, 7 rams, go to my servant Job, offer a burnt offering for yourself. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer on your behalf. Listen to that. God teaches us a principle right here in the book of Job. People can pray for you. Not that you're not praying for yourself. It's not that you're not trying to do it right, but sometimes the Lord will listen to the prayer of another on the behalf of another. Did we just not finish saying that part of our DNA is to be ready to serve, to take care of one another, to bless one another, to encourage one another? Even though you and I don't know each instance, when you pray for somebody, that could be the prayer God is waiting for to answer for that person. Now, doesn't that increase the burden? Sure. It shouldn't increase the guilt, because it's not a guilt issue. It's a walk with God, let him direct you issue. And if somebody's put on your heart and you're supposed to pray for them and you are praying for them, God may answer the prayer based on you praying for them, not even them praying for themselves. This is why we should be quick to ask people to pray for us. This is why you should have people pray for you. Because God may say, I'm listening to Dave offer that prayer about himself in that circumstance. I'm not seeing the faith he normally has. I need to see faith from somebody else to do this on his behalf. Or I listen to Dave. Dave talks a lot, as most of the angels know. That's a joke. Well, kind of. But I want somebody else to pray for him because I want them to be involved in supporting. I want them to pray. I want their faith. I want their pureness. I want their take. I don't care how it comes. I don't care what it's about. It doesn't even matter. When you pray for somebody else, God may be waiting for that very thing to do what he's looking to do. But God told them clearly, I will accept his prayer on your behalf.
Get that? That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And it's always true. Whenever you pray for somebody else, you have a little bit more faith. It's so funny. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
Here's what I want you to get. Here's what I want you to understand. Bad news does not necessitate that there is nowhere else to go except to weep. In Psalm 112, verse 7, the scripture says, he will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. It's not pie in the sky to look at the situation and go, gosh, it's terrible, but I'm going to hold hope because hope is the only thing I have to move past it. If it never comes about, that's fine, but I'm going to live every day believing that there's a better tomorrow. When people think of that, they think, "Oh, Christianity, it's a crutch. It's the opiate of the people," is what Karl Marx said. It takes more guts, more strength, more determination in this day and age to be a Christian and to stand in your faith than it does to be any other thing that there is, because it's the Christians who are under persecution, and it's the people of faith that are getting slaughtered, and, oh, by the way, throughout the world that's taking place. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I'm getting ready for your next trivia question. We're going to give you that and then send you up to the website, as we often do. It's one of the things that we do. Here we go. Let's see if you guys can get this. I think you'll get this. I think you will. Who taught and seduced the servants of God in the church of Thyatira in the book of Revelation? Was it Herodias, Athalia, or Jezebel? Who taught and seduced the servants of God in the church of Thyatira? Revelation 2:20, by the way. Herodias, Athalia, or Jezebel? If you think you know that answer, we would encourage you to reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Before we take a call or anything, we're going to send you up to the website because we want to make sure you have an opportunity to give. Here's the reason why. We need money. You can't say it any clearer. You're not going to get anything special. You're not going to get a donut. You're not going to get a coin in acrylic saying you'll never be penniless. You're not going to get a jet or anything else. You're helping us advance the kingdom of God. You'll get a receipt at the end of the year, which is tax deductible because we're a 100% nonprofit tax deductible entity. And we really need the help, and we'd ask you to do that. Check it out. See if you can give. Do so on the website. Makes it easiest. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
I gotta go with that's kind of today.
That's how the Giants looked yesterday.
Yeah. That's a great line. Very funny. All right. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Samson? How are you?
Not much, but a little discouraged, though. Yeah, so they would love to receive a prayer of encouragement, a word of encouragement.
Okay, a word of encouragement. What are you discouraged about?
Some stuff has been stuck and it's not moving.
Okay, are you talking about world events or life events?
Life.
Okay, so nothing's happening and you can't figure out why it's not made its move.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say why there is a delay if there's nothing in motion right now. It seems like stuck.
Okay, fair enough. Can I pray over you?
Sure.
You want to answer the trivia first?
Sure.
Okay, do you remember the
trivia? It's Jezebel.
Oh, yes, right! That's right! It's Jezebel who taught and seduced the servants of God in the church of Thyatira. Was it Herodias, Athalia, or Jezebel? And it was Jezebel! That's a good job right there, brother. Let me pray over you. And I'm not going to pray the way you think I'm going to pray. So you're going to have to go along with it and have faith with me, okay? So stay with
sure.
me, okay? Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Samson. Not one of us is misunderstanding what he's saying. Sometimes, Lord, we don't see anything happening. We don't see any wheels turning. We don't see any productivity. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why the ground is not moved. We don't know why nothing's coming up, going down. It's not doing anything. And we don't understand that, but you do. So in order for us to be able to endure, what we need is encouragement from you. We need strengthening from you. We need revitalization from you. We always try to tell you what you're doing, Lord. I do it every day of my life. You know it better than any person who could even hear my voice. But I also recognize I don't have that knowledge. That only you hold all of the things of life in the palm of your hand. So, Lord, and I understand that frustration, that encouragement that my brother's going through. But I pray you would break the power of that discouragement and replace it with encouragement that the answer is coming. And while patience and other elements of the walk are required, at the same time, defeat the discouragement and the fearfulness that nothing is taking place. Because, Lord, you're always moving, and your timing is perfect, and your delivery is outstanding. So help not just him, but each one of us have a full focus on you. You teach us in your word that you will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed upon you. I pray for that perfect peace for my brother in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You are more than welcome. We love you, bro.
Love you, too.
All right. God Bye-bye. Bless. Okay. Let's get into the text-a-rooney. That's right. It's a text-a-rooney. That's what I called it. Here we go. This isn't overly complex. This part seems pretty simple. Remember, we're almost done with Job. It's not sad. I'm actually a little sad about that. Here we go. Although it's, 42 chapters is a long book. He says, I will accept his prayer on your behalf. I will not treat you as you deserve, God says to Eliphaz, for you have not been right in what you said about me as my servant Job was. Sometimes we speak for God. Sometimes we should be careful when we speak for God. Okay? It's important to know what he has to say, but it's also important to know how he's saying it and like that disposition, that spirit that he's using too, right? I mean, Jesus didn't always go around just yelling at everybody, bah, 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 but there were times where he did raise his voice. So it depends on what's being said and what the circumstance is. So here we are, verse 9. So Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite, did as the Lord commanded, and then the Lord accepted Job's prayer. The only reason I want to bring this up is because God told these guys what to do. They said, do this, do this. Have Job pray for you, do this, and then I'll just make it all clean. And they did it. And why I'm bringing that up is because it's important for you and I, when the Lord tells us to do something, not to try and negotiate. What do you mean? God told these guys what to do. And if the Lord speaks to you, it's not a time to negotiate with God and say, well, how about? Don't say, Lord, if only. Okay, don't do that. Do what the Lord tells you to do. If the Lord tells you to do something, it's time for obedience. And if the Lord gives you some kind of sign or some kind of indication and you don't respond to it, that's a form of disobedience. So when the Lord, you're asking the Lord, show me this, and the Lord, and the only thing that comes back from the Lord is, you know, have more patience or have this or trust me or whatever, and people are like, I hate that because I have to exercise that same attitude again and again. That's right. Do that, because to not do that is to be in disobedience. So I'll tell you something. I'm not proud of it, but I'll tell you so you can just kind of see how this kind of can work. And I've told you about this before. I don't speak a lot about it because it's not one of my high points, but I was asking the Lord for direction on something, and said, well, I need direction. You're not giving me direction. You know, it says, ask. If any man that lacks wisdom, let him ask God. I'm asking. And so I said, you need to, you know, help me make the right choice. And I did this for like 2 or 3 days. And this went on and on and on. I mean, on and on and on. I'm very persistent. And then I was getting towards the end of the fast, and then the Lord spoke to me. And I knew the Lord was going to speak to me, and I was all excited because I was going to get my answer. And you know what the Lord spoke to me? He said, ready? You're going to hate this. And people are going to think, oh, that wasn't God. I know you think that. That's all right. It's okay. It's cute, but it's not true. But here, let me just say. He said, David, make a good choice. I was so dumbstruck at the moment, and then I realized all at once, hey, God knows what I'm going to choose, and he wants me to use this thing that he gave me, this capacity of my brain, and to make a good choice. And he knows what direction it's going to go, and he's got everything covered. But his bottom response to me was, you know, move, do something, make a good choice, choose wisely. Not, I'm going to choose for you. You see, here's the thing. I know everybody wants God to tell you, want him to tell you every little detail. And sometimes you just have to make the choice and do the best you can and leave it up before the Lord, right? So if you're buying a car, it's probably not in the Lord's, you know, specific will for you to choose between red and blue. Okay. It's your car. You're driving it. Okay. You see what I'm saying? He knows what you're going to choose, and you actually get to make a choice. And unless he specifically says there's a color I want, then you get to choose and then make the choice. Do your best. Do what you're supposed to do. Do it all before the Lord. Make the decisions and do what he tells you to do. And if he tells you to wait, wait. And if he tells you to move forward, move forward. If he tells you to make a choice, make a choice. If he tells you to let it go, then let it go. That's the hardest one, when the Lord says, let it go. And you're like, but. Do what God tells you to do. They did what God told them to do, and the Lord restored them. That's not bad. Just do what the Lord tells you to do, especially if you know it's the Lord, okay? All right, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and his
presence is strengthening you. And we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance? And you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you go, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried? Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question, not a multiple choice, but you should still get it. What was the name of John the Baptist's mother? And don't say mother. Oh, mother. No. What was the name of John the Baptist's mother? Thank you. Mother. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Somebody is calling in, so that gives us an advantage, but we're just looking for the name of John the Baptist's mom. Pretty straightforward. It's not, you know, complex. And don't say Mrs. Baptist either, because that will also not count. Okay? I'm just saying. Okay? So sometimes you got to actually, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I know. Answer. All right. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, good. Let me turn the volume down here a little bit. I want to get a feedback only.
Yep. All right. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now it sounds good. Hey, I just heard a fill with you in it just a little bit ago. So that was one of your original calls on the sneeze. Remember the sneeze scenario?
Oh, yes. That came to mind. But
that's classic. All right, how are things? You ready? First, let's do the trivia, and then we'll talk and catch up real quick. All right, here's your trivia. What was the name, besides mother, of John the Baptist's mother?
I believe believe it was Elizabeth.
That is correct, Amundo, sir!
Okay, good.
Elizabeth!
I'm going to double check myself.
No, that's
here I
it.
I'm on there already.
And you got to watch it because some people are like going, Mrs. Baptist. Like, no. That's not right.
Now, well, who was his father? His father was Zeb? No. Who? I see his father was.
Zachariah?
Zachariah, that's right, okay.
Zachariah Elizabeth, that's right.
I had a Z there.
You had a Z, that's right, that's right. Zorro. No, wait, not him.
Yeah.
How are you doing? How's the family? How are you feeling? How are things?
Well, okay. I'm actually on vacation because I had cataract surgery last Thursday, so I'm kind of taking it easy and
just
relaxing. Putting the drops in all that requires. So, and then my son, and his family, they got through Halloween, which was Nola's favorite holiday to dress up. And that's kind of hard. Mandy, my daughter-in-law. So anyway, now Thanksgiving's coming up. So we'll see what goes on then. I'm not sure if we'll be going. I may have to work. So, but, I'll see if my wife and I can somehow arrange to get off that time. My wife's going to be, she works at a school, so she's off the whole week.
Right. Well.
And anyway, but I don't know about my schedule. Usually a grocery store requires you to be there because people are buying food.
Yeah, always buying food. I know. Noelle knows that even though she does the floral department at a grocery store, she's always there. Well, she seems like she's always there to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, every one of those events is going to be another stepping stone. Everyone's going to be another, it's going to be, heartbreaking, but then there's going to be some heart healing that takes place at the same time as each one gets past. And it's not like anybody's going to forget her or anything like that. In fact, the whole point now is to shift the focus to see her again when we're all on the streets of gold scenario. So
yes.
That's the mindset you want to have for sure.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Well, we love you, brother. And the audience can hear what you're saying. And you need to be praying for John, his wife, and their kids and the whole situation. Just keep praying. And I know those prayers make a difference for him. And I'm sure not only do you appreciate it, but it's good for everybody to share that with you. So
yeah,
big part of it. So
all right, well, good. I'm glad I got the right answer this time.
Yeah, you got it right. You got the right one this time, bro.
All right, thanks, David. Keep up the good work.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, excellent to hear from him. It's so cool because we just heard a fill from him, so it's just like that's just cool. All right. Let me get to this next segment. Here, this is the big thing. Ready? Oh well, we're not gonna. I'm only doing part of this. You're thinking, why are you only doing part of this? Here's my answer, because. See, I don't say because, I say because. And you want to know why? Because then somebody will say, why? Right? And then I go, because. Like, why? Because. See, because is longer than why. So you just got to say because. See, that's faster. All right, anyway, here's the next portion of the text I want you to get. Verse 10, when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before. Okay, stop. Here's yet another part, another thing. Right here at the end of Job, just right sitting there, which doesn't get taught nearly enough. Job prays for his friends. His friends, guess what? Find relief from their guilt and from their doing it wrong before the Lord position. So when Job prays, they get blessed. But wait, we're not done because God's not done blessing people. Then after that makes it right between the Lord and between Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar. When it's done there, right? Cool. Job prays for his friends, and the Lord restores his fortunes. Okay, just think about that. In fact, the Lord gave him more than he had before. And you think, okay, but why did God wait until Job prayed for his friends? Because he could have, once when Job acknowledged it was over, right? Job acknowledged it. He's like, yep, you're right. I'm wrong. I shouldn't have said anything. Why didn't you just restore the fortunes then? And here's the answer. Because that's the way God directed it. And what God told Job to do and what God told his friends to do, and they did it. And after Job prayed for them, which wasn't about Job praying for himself, it was about Job praying for them. Then the Lord restored him. You can't undo this. It's like, no, wait. He gave them more than before. I'm going to cover that next week because I think it's kind of cool. We'll kind of dive into that, but that's not the point I'm trying to get at. It was after Job threw it on the altar on the behalf of somebody else, not even himself, that the Lord said, here, I'm going to give it to you. After. See, we talk about this, draw closer to the Lord daily, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, always be ready to serve. And right here is another evidence to why you need to be ready to serve. Not only are your prayers the opportunity for others to get the answer, but your prayers are also the opportunity for you to receive the blessing. You almost want to call it a reverse blessing or something. I don't know what you want to call it. But after he prays, then God goes, bam, I'm blessing you too, buddy. Here, there you go. All good. When Job prayed for his friends, then the Lord restored his fortune. The principle is to always have others in mind and recognize God will drop it on you exactly when and how he wants to. You keep doing the things he's told you to do. Oh, and he'll drop it on you. And not only will he drop it on you in a good way, he'll make it even more so. Which should give us that much more of a passion about caring and praying and taking care of one another. Come on, that's just cool. I'm just like, okay, I want that all day long. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.